بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم، فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر، ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا.
O you who believe, obey Allah and obey His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those with authority amongst yourselves, and if you dispute in any matter, then refer it to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you do believe in Allah and the last day. This is good and it is most suitable. At the end brings about the best results. The previous verse speaks about honesty and justice. For any system to be successful, then you need these two elements. You need honesty, trustworthiness, and you need a good sound sense of justice. And if any of these are not in place, there isn't justice or there isn't honesty, then this brings about a collapse in the entire system. Therefore it is stated that kufr is tolerated by Allah Ta'ala, but zulm and injustice is not tolerated. When the oppressed is in constraints and he turns to the heavens, then the heavens come to his rescue. Then there is wholesale problems in the earth, there is droughts, there is famine and a whole host of problems, because his tear had reached up the heavens. Hence, the virtue of the one that is honest and just. On the day of Qiyamah, those people that will be just and fair, they will be sitting on members of Noor. Their du'as are answered, and they are the first people to be ushered to the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Those, when the truth and justice is presented before them, they readily accept it. They've got no qualms in accepting it. So the importance of justice, in this next verse Allah Ta'ala speaks about His obedience and the obedience of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those with authority amongst you. Though the obedience of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ, like the Qur'an Sharif says. But Allah Ta'ala speaks about it separately, because the wording of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not sometimes exactly the wording of Allah Ta'ala. Like the Qur'an is the exact wording of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the wording of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may not be the exact wording of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his obedience has been spoken about separately, so that no person feels that the obedience of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not as important as the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Just as the obedience of Allah Ta'ala is important, then equally is important the obedience of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hence Allah Ta'ala speaks about it independently. Then at the third level, وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ, those with authority amongst you. Ulama explain, those with authority amongst you would refer to two classes of people. One is the leaders and the people of position in an Islamic state. So you will obey them as well. In an Islamic state, contrary to a secular state, the government is also required to be righteous, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, So when the government is going to be righteous, there's not going to be any sharp difference between the secular and righteousness. Righteousness will be part of the law. Then it is equally important for us that we obey them and we respect the people in position and in those respective offices. Like it is important for the leaders to be righteous, correct and just, then it is important for the people, for the general people, to obey them and to respect them. So Ulul Amr, the first meaning of Ulul Amr will be those people that are charged with authority in an Islamic state. And the second people that come under this verse, according to the Ulama-i-Kiram, are those great learned Imams and Ulama-i-Kiram who have the sound understanding of Deen. Because they also have been authorized, as though they have been authorized by people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show us the limits of Deen, what is right, what is wrong, and what are the parameters. If it weren't for these Imams, then we wouldn't have understood the parameters correctly, we would have overstepped the mark. So as though they are authorized to show us these parameters, and they are in charge to see to that, that people remain within these limits, within these parameters. So therefore we call them people of authority as well. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. So two levels of obedience, the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, then the obedience of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what we call the Qur'an and the Sunnah. Then, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. There may be a third situation that you have differences, you have disputes in any matter, because there may be an apparent contradiction in the text. On account of the apparent contradiction in the text, then people may dispute, they may have some type of differences. Then when you have differences, what are you supposed to be doing? You understand two things here. One is that if all are agreed on a certain matter, then we will go with their consensus, what we know as ijma. Like the Taraweeh Salah, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, with the consensus of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, had announced and introduced the Taraweeh Salah. So there was consensus in this. And with this consensus, then this will be the third principle in deen after the Quran, then the Hadith, then those matters where there is consensus. So when there is consensus, then we will go by that. For the Hadith itself says that لَا تَجْتَمِعُ أُمَّتِي عَلَى الضَّلَالَ. My entire ummah will not agree upon an error. If someone has said something, made a decision that was erroneous, then there will be someone to correct him. All the ummah altogether will not connive, will not agree upon an error. So that means that the entire ummah, if they are agreed on a certain decision, then this is divine. For this has been endorsed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا تَجْتَمِعُ أُمَّتِي عَلَى الضَّلَالَةِ. So this is the third principle in deen. Then the last principle is, there is some matters that we have some differences. Some say that the Ameen must be recited loudly, whilst others say, no, it must be recited softly. So what are we supposed to be doing here? Then the Quran Sharif says, فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ. So if you have any differences, there is an apparent contradiction, then refer it to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, look into the text of the Quran and the Hadith for similarities and precedences. So if you find a precedence and a similarity in the wording of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then you will hold on to that. And this is what is known as Qiyas. Allama Nur Shah Kashmir rahmatullah alayhi says, for the preservation of deen, Allah Ta'ala has got two systems. One is to memorize and to preserve. So the entire ummah is agreed upon these imams that have preserved and memorized the text of the wording of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the wording of the Quran. Imam Bukhari Imam Muslim, Imam Tirmidhi, Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullahi, all the Ummah has agreed upon them. It's our opinion that they did not falter, they did not err in preserving the deen as it was brought from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as it was received from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they preserved it and they have passed it on. So these were the people that we rely upon on account of their memory, on account of them preserving the deen correctly. This is our opinion about them. There is no text to show that these people are authorized, but it is the general consensus of the Ummah that these people have been so talented that they preserved it and they protected it in the correct manner. Similarly, the Ummah has also agreed upon the fact that the four Imams, they have not only preserved the deen, but they have understood it and given shown us the right application. For there are two sides to the preservation. One is the preserving of the word, and number two, the second perspective is preserving the application and understanding. Just the word without the right understanding and application is incomplete. So the Imams of jurisprudence and fiqh, they had a double responsibility. One is to preserve the word, and together with preserving the word, understanding it rightly with its right application. So like the Ummah is in agreement about the memories of these great luminaries and Imams, then they are in agreement about the correct understanding and the correct application of the fuqaha and the great jurists. So these are the two systems that Allah Ta'ala has got for the preservation of his deen. And like, it is possible that people like the likes of Imam Bukhari can be born today, then it is also possible that the people, persons like the likes of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi can be born today. But from that era to now, we don't see a single person with that capable memory, and hence we also don't find any person as capable and comprehensive and complete as Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. He preserved it and he showed us the right understanding with the right application. فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. This brings about the fourth principle of deen, first being the Quran, then the Hadith, then the third being the consensus of the Ummah. That obviously the consensus will refer to the righteous guided ulama-i kiram. It will not refer to everybody and anybody, but the entire Ummah, that is the learned, righteous, they agree upon them. And then the fourth being qiyas, and what we say, a right analogy, and right analysis. So this is the fourth principle of the Hadith, the fourth principle of deen. And this is all proven from this verse, فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. When we can't find a clear text giving us clear direction, then we look for some type of similarity in the text of the Quran and the text of the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some direction. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. This is good. And it is most suitable to bring about the best end and the best results. Ya Rabbi, give us tawfiq.